Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Christian teacher and author Max Licardo is fond of saying, "Today is a bite-sized portion of life." Now, I like that. Today is a bite-sized portion of life. Because today, this day, is really all we've got. 84,000 heartbeats, 1,440 minutes. We've got one sunrise, one sunset, and we've got 24 hours. Yesterday is gone and you can't bring that back again, even if you want to. Do you remember the old song by the Beatles? "Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away, and now it looks as though they're here to stay. I believe in yesterday." Now, it's a nice song, very popular in its time, but what would happen if we lived the way the song said and we only believed in yesterday? Do you ever dwell on something that took place in the past that you wish you could either go back to or say, "Look, I could do a rewind here and just change it"? Our attics and garages and sheds, I think, are full of stuff that we can't bear to part with because it reminds us of a yesterday that we wish we could have back. But of course, we shouldn't dwell on the past. Today is all we've got. Yesterday has gone. You can't do anything about it. You also can't spend tomorrow's money and you can't celebrate tomorrow's achievements. And we all too often spoil today by taking with us yesterday's regrets and troubles, even if our remorse is over the past or there's anxiety worrying about the future. Now, there's a great verse in the Bible. I'm looking at Psalm 118, verse 24, and it says this: "This day belongs to the Lord. Let's celebrate and be glad today." Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, he was a great Bible teacher and author. He died in the mid-1990s, but he challenged people everywhere to be positive about their Christian faith. He was convinced that the only way to live a fulfilled life was to claim the promises of God. And one of them was this verse that's better known in the translation that says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." You just picture a man in deep depression. Everything had gone wrong. He'd reached the end. He felt there was no hope. But somehow he knows too that there is something about God's goodness and love. And he can say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. His love endures forever." Now, this is the psalmist in Psalm 118. Well, in the middle of this sort of pessimistic autobiography, he shouts, "This is the day the Lord's made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it." That's Psalm 118, verse 24. So it's a strange blend. If you have a look at Psalm 118, you'll see how it is. It's an expression of life. We can identify, I think, with the ups and downs experience of the psalmist. Martin Luther, they used to say that this psalm, Psalm 118, was a favourite of Martin Luther. He often read it because he loved to see the expression and the gratitude of someone who had suffered greatly and then been released from his distress. God hears the cry of people, and that's true, isn't it? God brings deliverance. God shows a steadfast love, and that love endures forever. So as a Christian, we really can't go on our own. We need help from God to help clarify the big issues of life. And I'd like to say, too, that today is the most important day of your life. It's today. Perhaps you argue with me and say, "Well, maybe today doesn't seem to be that wonderful. You've had your yesterdays. There could be memories there. You were young. Perhaps in the yesterdays, life was simple. You might have had good health and change hadn't taken its toll. And there were people who loved you and they gave you attention. Well, now those days are gone and perhaps you're not so certain about your place in life today. Perhaps you want to argue from a different viewpoint. You'd rather talk about your tomorrows. You know, life will begin for you someday, perhaps when you graduate from university, or that once you've graduated, you'll find a really successful job, or life will change when you find a partner. So instead of looking to the past, you're counting on that tomorrow when Jesus returns, or when you pass through that long tunnel that we call death. Well, you're geared to the future. And yet, in spite of that, can I say that God's word still says that today is the most important day of your life. This is the day. It's the 24 hours that God's given you. Don't be content to look back. And so we can live in the hope of tomorrow, but God wants us to rejoice in today. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you can give us an appreciation for this day, for the present time. So, Lord, give us good thoughts which will fill this day. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.